Blog Talk Radio.
Angel, with those angel eyes, come and take this nerd boy up to paradise. Angel, may I hold you tight? Never kissed an angel, let me kiss one tonight. If I said I love you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing to learn. Angel, make my wish come true. Let me be in heaven.
Bill?
How do you like that, guys? I love that. I just saw that and thought, okay, we got to open the show with that. That would be perfect. So I did. Hey, Ann girl, how are you doing today, sweetheart?
Not too bad, Jenny. Just a little bit of upset because I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I'm good.
That's called stress and anxiety.
Yes, lots of it.
Yes. Well, darling, you know you have the freedom to stay with me here on the show or to go and just cuddle Sophie, whatever you need to do, okay? If you want to stay for a while and then leave, you're free to do it however you want to, darling. Okay?
Yeah, I'll stay with you for a while, Jenny, and then I'll go a bit later.
Okay. That's right, fantastic, then. Sweetheart. That's fantastic.
Lovely.
I'm so used to having you here that when I don't see your number up on my studio, it's like, okay.
Where's Ben?
Something's wrong with the world today.
Yes.
You know, I just got so used to it. So, hey.
Oh.
Well, you know,
I love Benny.
We have a whole lot of Elvis music today.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yes.
I like him,
right? Oh, yes. John sent me a whole treasure chest full of Elvis music.
Oh.
And I have a lot of other great songs as well, but
sometimes
during the show here, I think I'm going to play two Elvis songs together just because I want to, and I've got enough music to do it.
That's right. Why not, Jenny?
So, yeah, and we started out with Angel. It was mostly a cappella, except if you listen real close, you can hear very softly in the background. You can hear music. So, believe me, it makes it easier that way.
It's still beautiful. It's still a knockout.
Oh, yes. And we couldn't really hear the music. I mean, it wasn't up volume, but we could sure hear him singing, couldn't we?
Mm, that's what we want. Yep.
Totally beautiful. Okay, I'm going to play another Elvis song right now.
Okay.
And, for the millionth and the last time.
Time.
Take eight.
Oh, great.
And John sent me this Saturday, and I had it in the other library. So here it is.
Thank you, John.
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. One more kiss and then I promise I will say my last goodnight. Though your lips are so inviting and I know I want to stay, give me one more kiss to dream on and I'll be on my way. It seems times a million or so. Kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the millionth and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the millionth and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. It seems a million or so kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the millionth and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the millionth and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight.
And of course, at the end, you really, really need to go cha-cha-cha.
I'm still waiting for the kiss.
Oh, well, yeah. Huh. Okay, close your eyes and just empty your mind.
So we're in.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yes. If we do that, then we can look at a picture in our mind.
Hmm. Yeah.
See those luscious, wonderful lips, and watch him lick them with that tongue he sticks out all the time.
I know. So many pictures with him, that tongue out.
and yes, and I love it. Every one of them makes me giggle. And
oh, no.
And you just have to imagine the kiss, because that's as far as I can take you with hypnosis, honey.
Yeah. Shucks.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, you know, imagination's better than nothing at all, right?
True, yes.
So, hey, you know, it'll work.
Mm.
Sometimes, maybe, eventually, if you do it long enough.
Yeah.
If you wish hard enough, wishes will come true.
Yes,
right?
Let's hope so. Mm.
Hello, girl. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so-so. I'm hanging in, but been had a busy week. And if my phone starts ringing, I'm fixing to put it under something over here so you won't hear it, because it's ringing off the wall. I've got ads
like,
running because I've got properties for lease.
Okay. Well, it'll drive you insane. You know that, right?
But I tell you what, I'm trying to fix it because I'm talking on my home phone and I'm on my cell phone on the chat group, so I'm okay.
Okay. Well, if you begin
so,
to go nuts, just dunk it in the sink of water.
Okay.
Worry about fixing it later. Just drown it. You can worry about fixing it later, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, I always have some kind of an answer. It may not be a good answer, but it's an answer.
That's okay.
Okay, what I'm going to play now is a song that was left over from Saturday's show. And it's a tearjerker. Get out your Kleenexes.
Yeah.
You're really going to need them. And this is Karen Young from 1969, singing Nobody's Child. And John sent this to me last week.
As I was slowly passing an orphan's home one day, stop there for a moment just to watch the children play. Alone, a boy was standing, and when I asked him why, he turned.
Think of it, all the children out there waiting to be adopted, waiting for homes. And there are so many healthy, perfect children that sometimes those with physical handicaps just get skimmed over. It's, yeah, and it's the same way with animals in the animal shelter. If they've got an emotional problem or a coping problem, they get looked over because it takes too much work. You know, so I don't know what to suggest. We don't have orphanages like we used to have, to where we can go and volunteer and play with the kids and make them feel like they're not forgotten. But I don't know, maybe there would be something that we could do if we would call our county services and ask about it. Maybe there are some children that you could just take out to the park a couple times a week. Just to make them know they're not forgotten. It's a thought. You can give in ways that aren't going to cost a lot of money, that are really going to help. They really will. And when you listen to this song, it does make you think, doesn't it? It does make you think. Okay. I'm gathering my wits about me. That song just floors me. It just puts me down. It's amazing. You think about it and think about it, and it's like, okay, we got to do something else. This is crazy. Okay, how about, let's see. John sent me, let's see how many of you know what's going on with this. John sent me a song called Black Star. Yeah. Do y'all know where that's from?
Yes. It got changed to Flaming Star.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And to tell you the honest truth, I like it better as Black Star. You know, because it makes more sense. It makes more sense.
Yeah, I prefer Flaming Star myself, but each to his own.
There's probably a lot of people that like it as Flaming Star. You know, and as a movie title, I think Flaming Star is more effective.
Yeah.
You know, it's got more of a draw. Black Star kind of conjures up science fiction and all that, which this movie is not anywhere close to. But it's a more depressing title, let's put it that way, Black Star. And you expect the song to be depressing because of that. Now, the idea of the star, of the Black Star, I don't know that it's so depressing as it is keeping everyone there, you know, around that movie and all that, and the Indians and everything, as to keeping his mother, as to keeping them aware and connected to something bigger than what's actually going on with them. But if you've never seen that movie, Flaming Star, you need to see it. You need to see it. I think it is a good movie. I think it's one of his better movies. You know, a handful of them are really worth seeing more than once, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the song Black Star.
Every man has a black star, a black star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his black star, he knows his time has come. Black star, don't shine on me, black star. Black star, keep behind me, black star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Black star. When I ride, I feel that black star over my shoulder. So I ride in front of that black star, never looking around. Never looking around. Black star, don't shine on me, black star. Black star, keep behind me, black star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Black star.
One fine day I'll see that black star, that black star over my shoulder. And when I see that old black star, I'll know my time has come. Black star, don't shine on me, black star. Black star, keep behind me, black star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true.
We won't go there. Let's just tack something on to the end of it. Why not? You know, that kind of thing. Oh, my goodness. Gosh. And it seems that in parts of the U.S., people are beginning to have a lot of trouble with COVID again. So
Yes. You
want to be aware and... don't do anything silly, you know, stay safe, do what you can to stay well, and it too shall pass. It's just, it's going to be a continual thing, kids, because viruses mutate all the time, and you might
Texas
get your...
Florida are really bad, Texas and Florida, and two, do you know where they brought the Afghanistan... God, I can't even think straight. To Texas, Dallas, Houston, and Austin.
Well,
30,000 people.
Yeah, nothing like loading up.
Oh yeah, like we don't have enough immigrants for the Mexican border. It's pitiful.
Yeah,
so,
and the thing is, you know, with Afghanistan, the gal at work was all excited. Oh, we left Afghanistan. But when they sent this big shipment of arms, and the Afghanis confiscated them instead of giving them to the U.S. people that are still living there. And it's like, oh, did you expect anything different? Like, they're going to let the U.S. citizens that are still in Afghanistan have guns?
They sent over here that are terrorists. We don't know.
Exactly. And the thing is that she was all excited because we pulled our troops out of Afghanistan, and I looked at her and I said, that's not necessarily a good thing, girl. Where do you think they're going to go to try and beat the United States now?
I know.
Well, at least we kept them busy on their home soil. What do you think is going to happen now? And, oh, that's true. No, duh. Mm. You know, it's like she just didn't get it, that it's not necessarily a good thing to pull our troops out of Afghanistan.
No. And, you know, a lot of them have been there so long, too. And also, I've wondered, too, how many have reached their peak and ready to retire. And are they going to have any jobs? I doubt
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So then they're going to be on unemployment.
Exactly. And so, I disabused the idea that us leaving Afghanistan was such a wonderful, terrific thing, because it's not necessarily. There can be a whole lot of consequences attached to that, and they're not good consequences. As in, now the U.S. citizens that are still in Afghanistan, living in Afghanistan, I asked her to consider what's going to happen to them now that there's no U.S. military protecting them.
Right. That's right.
You know? And I kind of calmed her down off of her ecstatic joy. And it was necessary because so many people are going to think that way, and it's just not realistic. It's not realistic. It's not necessarily a good thing that we pulled out of Afghanistan because there's nothing there to control them now. So
no, but
The world has a real problem now. Yes. Anyway, okay, for a little while, don't forget about that. Just for a little while, and we're going to have some good music. Here is...
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Yes, here's Elvis doing Ask Me, takes 3 and 4.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you, and I'll confess. Ask me if I'm longing to possess you, I'll answer yes. Now that we're together, I could hold you close forever, and I swear that I would never let you go. There's no...
Hold it. This song's gonna make me a nervous wreck.
0304, take 4.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you, and I'll confess. Ask me if I'm longing to possess you, I'll answer yes. Now that we're together, I could hold you close forever, and I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely, and there's nothing I won't do with you. Just
be a song called Touch Me, Hold Me, Kiss Me, Love Me. And you can play that right after this one. I'm asking.
That's a beautiful song, romantic. Beautiful.
Oh, isn't it? Yes, it is. That's a perfect cheek-to-cheek close dancing song. I love
nice
that.
Cuddly.
Good song. Okay. Let's play. It's a nice song. It's not as slow and melodic, but that's okay. It's 1988. It's actually a good song. I like it. It's called After Midnight by Eric Clapton.
We'll
Clapton, the guitar player of his time. He was dang good. He was better than most. And there's only a couple of them that I could think of that would be classed better. You just don't get better than that. You just don't. You know, he right. knew that instrument backwards and forwards, inside out, and mm-hmm. he could make that guitar do. The only person I could think that might be classed as good would be Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
you know,
Ted Atkins.
Yeah. Ted Atkins. Mm-hmm. Very few come up to the caliber of Eric Clapton. But and the thing is that Eric Clapton could write songs and sing them too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that song he wrote when his son fell out that window and was killed. That'll rip your heart out. Rip your heart out. When I see you in heaven. And it was out of his pain that he wrote that song. So, guys, he's a good one. He's total top of the heap. Now, hang on. Hello, honey. How are you doing today?
Just got back from physical therapy. We caught your last statement about what's going over on Afghanistan. Clyde's been following it, and he says all we're doing is repeating the Vietnam era. That's what's going on now, because they're picturing people hanging on the airplane, falling out of the airplane, trying to leave that country. They did the same thing in Vietnam, because he was over there. Now,
yes, out of the helicopters, the evacuation helicopters.
The president has sent 5,000 Marines back over there just to protect the airbase, to get the Americans out.
Well, it's good that they went back, because there's no other way that those people are going to get out of there alive.
Yeah,
you know, alive. And the difference between, in my opinion, from what I can see, because I lived through that evacuation in Vietnam as well, the only difference I can see now as to Vietnam is the fact that the Afghanis are not as mild in their reactions. They are going to come after us. Vietnam never did. They were happy to have us leave their country and leave it to them, and then they could lose it to the communists and whatever they want to do. They were okay with us just getting out. Afghanistan is not going to be happy with us just leaving. They're going to want to destroy us.
Yes.
So we need to be prepared for that fight to be coming onto our soil. Because if they can, if we're not there to stop them, if they can, they will bring it to us.
Yeah, that's what God's saying.
Yeah, because their whole idea is to destroy it. We were very lucky to have our troops on their soil, because it kept them home fighting.
Yeah.
And now it's anybody's guess as to what's going to happen.
We were talking about it on the way home, and then I got on Facebook and got you loaded up, and we caught the last of your conversation, and he was talking in one ear, and I'm trying to tell him, well, you call in and talk to her. No, you tell her, because I got too much to do. I said, whatever, dear, I'll make the call.
Well, I think most of the people that kind of have an inkling of what's going on, the people that lived through Vietnam, are going to see that. They're going to see what's really going to be happening. And okay, I'll say it on air. Biden's an idiot. He only has half a brain, if that, and he cannot comprehend the consequences that this is going to cause.
Uh-huh.
That's my opinion. That's my opinion, which I am entitled to, and I know there's a lot of people out there don't agree with me, but that's what I think. So we're in trouble, and most of us don't even know it.
Yeah.
So
the cobium is, we're in red. The whole state of North Carolina. The mask can come back mandatory here in our area, even if you're vaccinated.
Well, yes, because vaccination isn't for this strain.
Yeah.
You know, it's like flu viruses or cold viruses. Flu viruses, you can be vaccinated by certain strains of the virus, but there's always going to be a different one that you're not vaccinated against, and that's the flu you're going to get. It's the same with COVID. There's more than one strain of COVID, and the vaccine wasn't made for all of them. So be prepared, because you can catch any of them that wasn't included in that vaccine. You got to be careful. You got to be safe.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea to wear your mask, you know. Although my personal belief, only one of those actual funny-looking gas masks is going to stop a virus, because cloth cannot stop a virus. The virus is too small. So you're better off just staying away from people, staying out of crowds. Just don't go there. Live way out in the country with the grass and the critters and the weather. You're better off now.
Yeah, like we do. Clyde's got one of those cameras that you can attach to a tree or a fence post, and it's waterproof.
Right, a camera.
Yeah, he caught a female deer out around the apple tree, and she's looking right into the camera.
There you go, see? You're much better off. When stuff like this is happening, you're much better off not congregating in groups. You know, get out by yourself as much as you can, and you're going to be safer. Of course, along with that, with everything that's starting to go on, yes, I am a gun proponent. I believe in having guns. I believe in having the ammo to use them. But you got to know how to use them and be willing to keep you and those you care about safe. So if y'all don't have that, think about it, because that might be the only way to stay alive in the future.
Oh, we do. We have three, I guess you call them rifles, and one handgun that was handed down from his daddy.
Yeah, I've got two guns. I had to give my Sig Sauer away because I couldn't rack it. I wasn't strong enough to rack it. And I told my brother, he was here Friday, I told him, if I can't rack this gun, I've got no business having it. And so I gave it to him. And my other brother bought it for me originally, so now it's back in, they live next door to each other, it's back in their hands now. So I'm going to get me a lever action 30-30 and a 5-inch barrel 357 with 357 ammo. So I just feel safer having those things. I have a 357 snub nose that I put 38 special ammo in, and I can shoot that puppy. I sleep with it under my pillow. There isn't nobody just going to walk over me without consequences. That's just how it's going. But I'm also moving into the country. I'm going to be in the town. So it's without that population center, it's going to be a mite better. But you still got to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, yep. Well, I'm glad you guys heard it. And I agree with Clyde. Definitely. And there's just, it's time to start thinking about protecting yourself, because this idiot government sure isn't going to do it for us, obviously.
That's right.
They've just opened the front door. You know what I mean? They've just opened the front door. So be prepared, because we can't be sure of what the consequences are going to be. But be in the end times. You got to be prepared. you gotta know that there could be a lot of bad stuff coming down the pipe now.
Yeah.
Because it is the end times, and we're supposed to be getting prepared for that. So, okay, enough preaching for today. I did my bit.
I was just relaying the conversation because he had so much he wanted to get done outside, but it started raining again. We've seen so much rain this week, it's unreal. Our driveway looked like a river yesterday. We're hoping it'll bypass us today. But I'll let you get back to your music, and I'll get back to listening. And thanks for taking my call.
Okay. We'll
All
talk
right,
to
bye-bye.
You later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and now I'm going to get yelled at. Hello.
I'm here.
You know I didn't call to yell at you, honey. I just got tired of the news. All I need to do is turn on the news channel. I'm tired of it. I just want to listen to some good old music and celebrate that we're all alive.
Well, let's quiet.
Well, that is true. That is true, but when stuff like this is happening, maybe some people are listening to me that aren't listening to the news, you know, and I'm not going to use the whole show to talk about it, but to mention it and say, yeah.
I mean, you know, the Taliban got a treaty by Trump before Trump left office, so he did make the treaty with the Taliban, which I never could understand why we even made a treaty with the Taliban because they're a terrorist corporation, but it is what it is.
That's
true. I saw the fall of on in Vietnam. I wasn't around, but I did do the history of the fall of Saigon, and it was done pretty much the same way. You leave a country, it happens.
Yep. Yep.
You can't
stay in
a war forever with somebody. It's just not right.
Exactly.
Well,
and
let's just play some music. What do y'all say?
I think we
should
because it's kind of like we're at this standstill with Americans, all of us, we are divided, and that's what they want us to do. They want us to fight. They want us to be divided. They want to keep us like this, and it's just like we just need to remember, let Jesus deal with this stuff. We ain't God.
Well, exactly. It is the end times, and we're supposed to trust the God. We're supposed to trust the Lord to take care of his children.
Afghanistan to be protected, then God put your holy hands on that country. We're not God.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree
with
that.
But
yes.
Trump did make a treaty with the Taliban last year before he left office.
But we all know the Taliban can't be trusted, so.
No, they can't. I don't know why we even made a treaty with them.
But at least I don't either. It's unreal. But at least if Trump was in office, he'd be taking care of it. But that's all we need to say about it. I'm talked out. I said
my
bit.
Me too. I never called to yell at you, honey, buddy. I would never do that. This is your show. Do what you want.
Well, you know, I don't like making people unhappy, but at the same time, if there's something that needs said, you know I'm going to say it. That's just kind of how I am. But we're not going to take the whole show doing this. You know, we've had, 15 minutes of it now? That's enough. That's enough. So
yeah.
I have a good one to get us back into it. If you all think that Eric Clapton can play rock and roll and you think Elvis is just a crooner and he plays love songs, well, we all know better than that. So here's something from back in 1957. The first recording of Let's Have a Party. And I think that's a good idea right now, don't you?
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, buy some more, let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send them to the store. Buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Now, honky tonk
was an ending. I like that. That was a good ending.
Yeah, well.
And to, yeah, whoa, yeah. Strong and to the point. And let's keep this party going here for a bit. I've got way down at the other end of the alphabet. And I'm getting there. This thing moves awful slow sometimes, you know it? Because I got too much stuff in here. Okay. I'm going to play another Elvis song because that's good party music. There's too much monkey business. Or you better get Wade. You better get Wade.
Okay.
Hey, Wade, Aunt Jenny's playing your song.
God, before you come to me, you come and ring the song about you.
Talking to me, trying to rub me up a creek, said you can marry, settle down. I say I'm talking to me, trying to rub me up. You tried, you can pay me next week. Too much money.
Okay, it's four.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah.
How you doing? Wait, you're not gonna do that thing? You're not gonna do that ta na 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 na. Okay. All right. All right. Okay, let's try it the other way.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go and try it. You can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde-haired, good-looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something's wrong, dime gone, wheel, mail, order, sue, operator for telling me a tale. Too much, too monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Vietnam, been fighting in the war. Army chow, army clothes, army jeep, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the oil, check the drawer, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, and write a book.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Payphone, something's wrong, dime gone, wheel, mail, order, suit, operator for telling me a tale.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Vietnam, been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army chow, army clothes, army car.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in a filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Hair good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
There we go. Now we're back in the party mood, and we like it like that. That's good. Hope you enjoyed the song, Wade.
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. All right, now, my Nemo. I know. This is not one of the songs that John sent me, but I love it. I love it. This is fantastic. It's from the 60s, and it's by Jimmy Rogers, and he did a lot of kissy, kissy good stuff back then. This one's Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both of me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children, they numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Oh yeah, I love that song. And evidently there was more than her kisses that sweeter than wine. That just got him started. Oh, yes.
Can't even think about wine right now. I just got over a headache for 3 days.
Oh yeah. You don't want to go the alcohol route.
I could be just a little sensitive because I'm on medication, folks. Just please just pray for me and my family, and I'm just sorry I even called to interrupt you, Miss Jenny. It's just,
no, honey, don't be sorry, okay?
I get messages And they're like, oh, you need to call in to say hi to Jenny.
And it's like, and it's like, why can't they call me and tell me their opinion? Ladies? Uh-huh.
Some people shy to call in, I guess. I don't know. They're not like
No,
us.
That's all right. Well, you know that you and I are never going to have a big fight about nothing because there's nothing
no,
so
you
important.
No, you and I are like sisters. We don't fight. We talk like adults. And then we
exactly.
move on.
And if they don't like something that I'm saying or something I'm doing, then they need to let me know, okay? Mm-hmm. And not send a hitman.
I ain't no hitman. Oh, gosh. Am I getting such a bad reputation? People are calling me mama. It's like I am not y'all's mama. Y'all are older than I am.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
How about this? I might need a mama hen every once in a while. Anybody ever think about that?
Oh, mama, you sweetheart. Volunteer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, my headache went away, but I'm just weak. You know,
you sound very tired.
I'm real foggy. Like, I'm, you know, just on edge and a little foggy, and I guess sometimes those pain shots do that to you. They just
disconnect.
So,
but at least it got rid of the pain. That's the main point.
It did, but just y'all forgive me. It's kind of like being drunk. I'm just kidding.
But honey, I'm glad you called in. You know, and
Wade really loved his song.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm gonna see him smile one day soon. Yes, I'm gonna see him smile one day soon. Yes, and you let him know that when I do finally get to see him, I want a big old hug.
Oh, he does that. He loves hugs.
Oh,
he's
good.
A big little teddy bear, and I wanted to tell you guys. I'm sorry. I'm just a little foggy, and I'm out of touch.
No, please don't be sorry. Please don't be sorry. Because you didn't do anything. You have to be sorry.
I don't feel myself. So, you know, just
yeah,
take
I understand
that. Consideration, folks, okay? I'm just not myself right now.
But you didn't do anything you have to be sorry for, darling. You really didn't.
I've got a lot on my plate right now, so.
Yes. Yes, you do. And, your plate is very, very full, and not all of it.
I mean, my nephew has COVID for the second time, and he's got blood clots in his legs, and he's 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
This is the second time he's got it in a year, and this is my husband's sister's son, and my husband just left their house 3 days ago, so he's thinking about quarantining himself, and Wade was there, too, and I'm just beside myself.
Just stay as safe as you can. You know, do what you got to do and stay as safe as you can, honey. That's all you can do. And leave it in God's hands. That's all you can do.
I'll be myself again when it's time. Right now, I'm just not.
Of course you will. Of course you will. You got other things to take care of right now. Yeah. We can handle that. It's all right. It's all right for Shauna to have a life. It's okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go and talk to you later, Miss Jenny. I will continue listening to your songs because I love all your music choices today, and I just love you, and thank you for putting up with my crazy.
Oh, honey, I got no problem putting up with your crazy because you put up with my crazy. Right?
I try.
I think it's a fair exchange. Sometimes I think I'm a little more.
I try my best, everybody, but I'll get back with y'all tomorrow. Let's hope there's a show. I'm gonna see how my brain is tomorrow. Okay.
You go for it, girl. Just
nice,
rest.
Donna, you take care of yourself.
I'm
take
trying.
Take a cold shower whenever you need to.
Yes,
it'll
ma'am.
Be all right.
Take care of myself. Love you. God bless you guys.
God bless.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
God bless.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Yeah, she sounds very, very tired and worn out. So she'll take care of herself. She'll take care of herself. She's got a family to take care of, so I know she'll take care of herself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One more Elvis song, and I know this makes three, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. We need this. So it's like, pick us up out of the valley I put us in. This is It's Now or Never from July 29th of 1970. So you know it's going to be interesting.
When I first saw you, your smile was so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I have spent a lifetime waiting for the right. Now that you're here, too bad you quit, my dear.
Songs. There have only been a couple of them that he didn't send to me. So he sent me all of these fun ones that were annoying so much. He sent those. He knows that we love them, and it's fantastic. So, okay.
Thank you, Joan.
I am going to play Susan's request right now. It's time to do the requests, and we'll get those done. And it's Aretha Franklin and George Michael doing I Knew You Were Waiting.
Good one.
There we go. Aretha Franklin and George Michael. I knew you were waiting. Yeah, I thought I'd keep you waiting another half hour just on the principle of the thing. See if I could get away with it. See if you stayed there or not. You know, whoa. Okay. Yeah, I saw... I don't remember where I saw the video or why even, but I remember a video of it showed a gal in her living room lights because the shade was up, just pacing the floor here and there. Of course, she's all dressed up, ready to go on a date, whatever, and she keeps looking at her watch. And this guy finally, he sees her doing this, and, you know, he kind of wipes his forehead. And he gets out of the car and starts walking up to the front door, and he rings the bell, and she just backs up and waits a few seconds. And then she answers the door and said, "If you can't be on time, then forget it," slams the door in his face. And it's like, girl, you've been standing there waiting and pacing the floor waiting for him, and now you're going to slam the door in his face? What is wrong with you?
Where's the logic in it?
Yeah, I think she was just giving him a reality check.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness, that's quite a harsh reality check there. But it's better than yelling and screaming for 10 minutes, so that's all right. She got the point across, let's put it that way. He kind of backs up and goes, whoa. And turns around and hangs his head and starts walking back. So, you know, she got the point across. I'm just not real sure that was the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But that's me. All right. Here's one that Elvis sent me that Elvis does that I never knew about. Okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's one that you hear in its normal fashion so often you don't stop to think that maybe there's other recordings of it, because I never did. I never thought that there would be different tempo recordings of this song, because you always hear it the normal way. Okay, but Elvis being the way that he is, he did this. Or somebody had him do it, I'm not sure exactly, in three different tempos. And so John sent this to me, and it happened towards the end of our music exchange yesterday. So I'm glad he found it. I'm glad he found it before we were done, because this is totally cool. And like I said, John sent me most of our Elvis music today, except for I think I've played two songs that he didn't, but this is gonna floor you. This is Hound Dog, played in fast, slow, and normal mode. So this is a little bit of a different experience, guys. So here you go. You know, Elvis had a super sense of humor, and he was always pulling stuff. So to do the same song three different tempos, that was right up his alley, man. Right up his alley. So here we go with Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't nothing but a rabbit and you ain't no friend. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
but a hound dog crying.
I love that. Three different tempos. And I would have never thought of that song being done three different ways like that.
Well,
you know?
That was pretty good. I laughed at the first bit, what he'd done. Good job I didn't have false teeth. They would have been air. That would be hilarious.
It would have been funny.
Yeah. Oh, my.
They're like blown out birthday candles and your teeth come with it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my.
Oh my word. I actually saw a video of that.
Did you?
You know, she was 94 years old, so it was all right.
Yeah.
You know, stuff happens. Stuff happens. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. I thought it was funny. I laughed. Probably everybody else did too. Okay, I have another one that's done, and John sent this one too, that is done in a different tempo than we're used to hearing it. Okay? And it's really cool. It's Loving You Fast Version.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, spring time too, loving you, just loving you. It makes no difference where I go.
My neck out, and somebody's going to chop it off, but I like it that tempo better, because he really kind of gets into that bluesy thing with it, you know. It's cool. I love the way he does that. Oh yeah, awesome. Okay, I've got a lot of stuff to get through. There's Saturday. I'm going to play at this point. I am going to play Anne's request.
Thank you.
Then I won't have forgotten anybody and we'll get it done.
Okie doke.
It's Elton John live in 1973 doing Daniel.
see the red daylight. Heading for Spain, oh, I can see Daniel waving goodbye. Oh, it looks like Daniel must be the cloud. Spain is pretty, though I've never been. Daniel says it's the best place he's ever seen. Oh, and he should know he's been there enough. Oh, I miss Daniel. Oh, I miss.
Remember. I mean, I saw the movie Kissing Cousins, but in fact, I think I saw it twice. I was young, so, you know, most of it just in one side and out the other. But I don't remember this song. But when I heard it a couple weeks ago, I thought, oh, fantastic. That is so fun. And then John sent it to me for today's show. Okay, I can do that. No problem. So this is Barefoot Ballad, Rockabilly, and Rare. So here you go.
Down home country song, 'cause when I kick my shoes off, then I'll kick my blues off. There's a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Kill me a honky-tonk fiddle with a guitar in the middle of a melody. Bubbling like a fountain, swinging out on Smoky Mountain. Barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off, then I kick my blues off. With a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe can make it to the two toe, and the two toe can make it to the three toe, and the three toe can make it to the four toe, and the four toe can make it to the five toe, and the five toe,
that's a live toe.
And away we go! I want a barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe's connected to the two-toe, and the two-toe's connected to the three-toe, and three-toe's connected to the four-toe, and four-toe's connected to the five-toe. And a five toe.
That's a live toe.
What's a live toe?
That's a jive toe.
What's a jive toe?
That's a drive toe.
So away we go. I want a barefoot ballad. Yes, a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me?
Play for who?
Play for him.
Play for her.
A barefoot ballad song.
That was a fun one.
Wasn't that fun? That is totally fun. And they're all in, I don't know, probably a barn. I mean, that would make sense. And this is, it's a dance. They're having a dance. And, or a hootenanny. Depends on what you want to call it and where you're from. But, yeah. And it just looks like so much fun, you know?
Yeah,
so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just, it was great. I loved it. I totally loved it. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, this is fun. So doesn't surprise me that he sent it to me, because he's going to think it's fun too, and everybody gets to join in. Okay, I am going to play another. Now we should all get up, take off our shoes and socks, get one of those little spirits, you know, where you can kind of toss it around while you're dancing, and just get out there and do-si-do and whatever, I forget some of the other terms, parlez-vous français and promenade and all that stuff. It would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like square dancing and you've done it before, it would be fun.
Yeah.
Square dancing is a hoot, I tell you. It really is. I haven't done it since sixth grade, but it's a hoot. Okay, I am going to play a song that John sent me this morning that I remember from when this dude released it, because he got away from his normal hairdo and the hat and the business like that, and the makeup was a little more subdued, but he sounded the same, and I think that's what he was going for, is to have people hear him instead of just seeing him. Anyway, this is Boy George. Now, doesn't that conjure up a picture for you?
Mm-hmm.
This is Boy George doing Hare Krishna.
From Bombay to Bangalore, all the Hindus know the score. If you wanna live more,
hare, hare, hare.
If you do not take a bow, you can eat the sacred cow. You'll get karma anyhow.
Hare, hare, hare.
Bow down, mister.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Bow down, mister. Sweet Devadi, sir. Right, sing with your hands, lay down on please intend, whatever else your faith demands.
Hare, Hare, Hare.
From Bombay to Rajasthan, Nithai go, Radha Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram.
Hare, Hare, Hare. Bow down, Mr. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Bow down, Mr.
We say Radha Shyam.
Bow down, Mr. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Bow down, Mr.
We say Radha Shyam. In the desert, Kashmir, deep with Kankan in their hair. At the western earth, they stare.
Hare, Hare, Hare.
Seen a sea lock on your brow, open like a lotus flower. Time to check your karma now.
Hare, Hare, Hare. Bow down, Mr. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Bow down, Mr.
We say Radha Shyam.
Bow down, Mr. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Bow down, Mr.
We say Radha Shyam.
Bow down, Mr.
We say Radha Shyam.
George fan, but that was fun. Okay. John sent me a song from the movie Trouble with Girls, and I think it's one of the most fun songs in the whole movie. This is fun. He gets his foot stomped on and everything. It's great. This is Signs of the Zodiac.
Weak. Oh, but he can be hot stuff. See the look on kitchen and never complains. He's the happily married kind. Love is there in your future if you just look around.
You don't know your astrology from a hole in the ground.
Signs of the zodiac, signs of the zodiac. The future is in those little signs of the zodiac.
A good ending for that song. Yeah, that was cute. I don't know your astrology from a hole in the ground. Oh, I love it. Sometimes they get it right. You know, that is such a cute song. It doesn't have any other redeeming qualities because it is so cute. That's all it needs to be. You know what I mean? Kind of mm-hmm. funny. Okay, I've got something really kind of fun. We had a short discussion about this because I thought, oh my gosh, all right, Elvis did the Whiff and Poof song.
Yeah.
And, and before Bing Crosby did the Whiff and Poof song, before that, Rudy Valley in 1927. I'm not playing Rudy Valley's version. But I'm going to play Bing Crosby version, then I'm going to play Elvis version of the Whiff and Poof song. Now, if you listen to them, they are a little bit different. The words are a little bit different. But that's okay. We don't care. So here is Bing Crosby doing Whiff and Poof. Where in the heck did they come up with the word Whiff and Poof? That was the question this morning. Where did they get Whiff and Poof? But, oh well. They did.
Tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whip and poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and mavourneen and the rest?
We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lads who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba.
Oh.
nice ending. So Whistle and Poof song, Bing Crosby did that in 1947. And I remember it from the early 1950s college movies, you know, where they did for the homecoming thing and the big party and the megaphones and all that stuff when I was little. I remember this. When we were kids, we didn't call it Whiff and Poof. I was probably in my 20s before I learned that it was the Whiff and Poof song. We always called it the Ba Ba song because that's what he did. So, oh well, we have different ways of remembering different things, and that was the Ba Ba song, Bing Crosby's version. So here is Elvis' version of the Whiff and Poof song.
Gentlemen, songsters all on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. Lord, have mercy on such as we. Bob, Bob, underneath the foliage in its bower set, loveliest of the flowers of spring, blooms the violet.
Violet, violet, flower of NYU.
We will ever sing thy praise, to thee we'll ever be true.
We'll be true.
There you go. Short and sweet. The Whiff and Poof song. Whiff and Poof. Where the heck did that come from? I'm going to have to see if I can find that out, because that just got my imagination rolling, going, what? So that's all right.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, I was never curious about it when I was a kid. It was just, oh, the Baba song. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So, okay. Yeah. It's a college song. When Elvis does it, it's NYU. I think when Bing Crosby does it, I can't remember whether it's Bing Crosby or Rudy Vallee. One of them does it. It's Yale. So, but it's a college rah-rah song, you know. So, whatever. I'll let him do it. I didn't go to college, so that's how she rolls. Okay, let's hear Elvis do a slow version. Well, it says slow, of I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone.
And I'm left all alone, well, you try to help me so, but honey, how was I to know that she was not the one for me, not the one. You know you told me, well, you told me all along, all along. You're so right, I love was so wrong, love was wrong. Was the day she said goodbye, you know I did, no, I didn't.
didn't even cry. All I knew, I would then turn to you, sweet little you. Well, if I knew just what you'd do, guess I'm not so smart. Boy, you tried to tell me all along that she'd only break my heart. Well, I'm late, you're so right. My baby's gone, my baby's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone, all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where.
You know, okay, I've got a Rolling Stones song that John sent, and it can be fun. Take my word for it can be fun. Yeah, so this is the Rolling Stones doing She's a Rainbow, and I'm not going to finish that thought.
Yeah.
There you go. Rolling Stones. They can come up with a good one every now and again. Yeah, you know. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Just remember, you know, with that song, she comes in colors. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. It's time for me to say goodbye and to know that Saturday we'll be back doing more music minus the political aspects. We'll just have some good music and some good fun and leave all the other crap in the closet someplace. And it'll be a lot better. And we'll have more fun, even though we did have good music today. We really did. So, and I'm not left with too many I didn't play. That's a very good thing.
Good.
So right now, thank you, Susan, for coming in and staying with me, keeping me company. Thank you, Anne, for coming in for as long as you could. She's got stuff she's dealing with. And thanks, Victoria, for coming in and listening for as long as you were able to. That's wonderful. And I have all the ladies in the chat room that were listening and enjoying the music. That was great. Just know, guys, you can call and talk to me anytime you want to. Phone lines are open. All show. And Saturday, we'll have more music and a lot more fun because we're not going to have serious conversation on Saturday. We're going to stay away from that stuff. We're just going to have fun and lots of Elvis music. Yep, lots of Elvis music. So in the meantime, I am going to play Summer Kisses, Winter Tears, Take Two. And this song was dropped from Flaming Star. They couldn't find a scene that it would fit into. It just didn't go with anything. So here we go with Summer Kisses, Winter Tears, Take Two.
Summer Kisses, Take One. Okay.
Take Two.
Thank you. Okay, okay.
One.
Summer kisses, winter tears. That was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all along the trail of memories. Happy hours, lonely years. But I guess I can complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all the winter rain. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses, winter tears.
Summer kisses, winter tears.
Like the stars may fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses, winter tears, like the stars may fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights. Summer kisses, winter tears.
Summer kisses, winter
tears. Let me tell you a story about a boll weevil. Now some of you may not know,
But a boll weevil is an insect, and he's found mostly where cotton grows. Now, where they come from, nobody really knows. But this is the way the story goes. The farmer said to the boll weevil, "I see you're on the square." Boll weevil said to the farmer, "Say, yep, my whole darn family's here. We gotta have a home. Gotta have a home." The farmer said to the boll weevil, "Say, why'd you pick my farm?" The weevil just laughed at the farmer and said, "We ain't gonna do you much harm. We're looking for home." And the boll weevil spot him a lightning bug. He said, "Hey, I'd like to make a trade with you. Cause you see, if I was a lightning bug, I'd search the whole night through. Searching for home. I'd have me plenty of home." And the boll weevil called the farmer and said, "You better sell your old machines. Cause when I'm through with your cotton, you can't even buy gasoline. I'm gonna take me a home. Gotta have a home." And the boll weevil said to the farmer, "Says, farmer, I'd like to wish you well." Farmer said to the boll weevil, "Yeah, I wish that you went looking for a home. Looking for a home.